From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The newly appointed federal NDP critic for natural resources says energy transition and reaching a net zero emissions economy is fundamental to Canada. Timmins James Bay MP Charlie Angus says this weekend's COP26 summit in Scotland will put enormous pressure on the Trudeau government for making a lot of promises but not delivering.
We have the expertise here. We have great ideas. There is no place in the world better or more able to deliver a renewable energy economy than Canada. So let's get down to work and be a leader in this field and not a loser.
To hear more of Angus's views on the need for renewable energy, go to mytimmonsnow.com. We're just a year away from the 2022 municipal election. Anyone who lives in Timmins, rents their home, or owns property here can run for city council or school board. And city clerk Steph Palmateer says Mayor George Peary can file nomination papers for re-election, even though he's running in the provincial election in June.
The requirement under the Municipal Act, the Municipal Elections Act, is if he were to be elected as an MPP, at that point he would be precluded from running in the municipal election.
Nominations open May 2nd and close at 2 o'clock the afternoon of August 19th for the October 24th vote. Palmateer says ads will go out around that time, reminding you to ensure that you're on the voters' list. Heading into Halloween weekend, the Porcupine Health Unit has two new cases of COVID-19. They're both in Timmins. For the most up-to-date figures on testing and vaccinations, go to our website. Ontario is reporting 419 new cases and no new deaths today. As usual, a large majority of the new cases are in people who aren't fully vaccinated. The Ford government has allocated more than $72 million over the next 2 years to speed up provincial court cases. Thousands of cases have been delayed due to the pandemic, and the government wants to make sure that serious cases like murder and sexual assault don't get thrown out due to the delays. The Supreme Court of Canada has set 18 months as the length of reasonable delay in provincial court cases. The money will be used to hire more prosecutors, victim support staff, and Crown attorneys to speed up bail applications. And finally this afternoon, we'd better be careful of our footing this winter as North America grapples with a shortage of crutches. It's estimated that Canadian hospitals will be short over 1 million crutches because of a worldwide aluminum shortage. Couple that with supply chain and shipping issues, and many hospitals are on their last few crutches as the busy winter season for slips and falls approaches. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.